Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for downloading another weekly episode of the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author who's been producing this show since 2008. If you enjoy traveling, and I know I do, you don't want to miss today's show where I interview a travel insurance expert. If you're like I was many years ago, you probably don't know everything you should know about this product. So I hope you'll stay with me. And before we get started, I want to thank Kathleen Clark, who pointed out an error from last week's show about buying a home. For the tax deduction that I mentioned, I misspoke by saying that it's capped at $10,000 a year for mortgage interest and property taxes. I should have clarified that it's just state and local taxes, known as SALT, that's capped, not mortgage interest. New home buyers for mortgages obtained after mid-December 2017 can still deduct all interest paid on up to $750,000 of mortgage debt, or half that amount if you file as a single taxpayer. And existing homeowners can still deduct interest on up to $1 million of mortgage debt, or $500,000 as a single. So I apologize for the confusion. Just remember that for mortgage interest, there is no cap, but for your property taxes and your local taxes, there is a cap. As I mentioned, today's show is for you if you like to travel. To go deeper into the world of travel insurance, I interview Stan Sandberg, co-founder of TravelInsurance.com. He helps explain what travel insurance is and why it's a pretty smart decision when you are making your travel plans. It's pretty overlooked, I think, in a lot of cases because you just might think it's an unnecessary expense when you're already paying a lot of money to go on vacation. But I think after you hear our interview, you're going to understand the major benefits that you get for a relatively low cost. And when you understand that value, I bet you will never skip having a policy again. In the interview, we'll talk about some of the situations where this is going to save you, but it covers you from situations that range from just an inconvenience like missing your flight or losing your luggage to bumping up against a hurricane or having a life-threatening medical emergency that requires an airlift to the nearest hospital. And as we talk about in the interview, don't forget that most health insurance plans, including Medicare, offer no or extremely limited coverage when you're outside of the United States or even outside of your network in the United States. So you want to check with your health insurance plan or be sure to speak to one of the representatives of your company to make sure that you understand what costs you would be responsible for your health care outside of the country. Here are some of the topics that Stan and I cover. The variety of protections you can choose with travel insurance, how a plan fills the gaps in your medical coverage while traveling, what a typical travel policy costs, who is a good candidate, how to ensure your next adventure trip, and whether you should get an annual or a single travel plan, and how to save money when you're shopping for travel insurance. This is episode number 586. Don't miss big money-saving benefits of travel insurance. It's brought to you by the Alliance for Lifetime Income. All right, on to the interview. Stan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
I am very interested in explaining to folks what travel insurance really is. I've used it in the past and love it, and I'm sure I'll use it again in the future. But I think a lot of people just don't really even know what it is or how to consider whether it's worth it. So just kick us off by telling us a little bit about what travel insurance is and then how you got involved with travelinsurance.com.
Great. Yeah. So, well, let me start by telling you why we got involved with travelinsurance.com. My co-founder and I realized that travel insurance was a travel product that many people didn't really understand. It was kind of a sort of an unknown, as you pointed out. People, for the most part, and when I took straw polls, didn't buy it. But when we looked around the rest of the world, people actually bought it as just a matter of how they buy their travel. They bought their travel, they bought their travel insurance. So we launched travelinsurance.com about 5 years ago in order to create a way to very simply and easily and in a very transparent way shop for and buy travel insurance. And so it was really to address that sort of confusion in the U.S. market. And when you think about travel insurance, you can really sort of break it down into two very sort of basic pieces. The coverage that you would get before you leave on your trip is what is generally referred to as trip cancellation coverage. So that's the coverage that will reimburse you for all of your non-refundable expenses and your prepaid costs if you have to cancel your trip before you even leave. And generally, there's a whole range of reasons why the insurance would cover you. For instance, if you get sick unexpectedly or the hurricane disrupts things. And so that's the first piece of the insurance to think about. The second piece is the coverage that you would get when you're on your trip, and that typically includes travel medical and emergency evacuation. So if, God forbid, you were to get sick or have an emergency illness or injury, the medical component would cover those usually very expensive costs of the medical expense.
Yeah, this is great. And I think a lot of people don't realize that their medical insurance in a lot of cases does not cover them when they are overseas. So this is something that you really need to check into before you go away. And, you know, getting a travel policy with medical coverage is an easy way to make sure that you're going to have some way to get to a doctor or get home on a helicopter home if you have to get out of some place quickly, which, gosh, that could be incredibly expensive to have a medevac home.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the medevac, while it's probably a very rare occurrence that one would find themselves in need of a medical or a helicopter or air evacuation, if you were in that situation, you're talking about not tens of thousands of dollars. You may be talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on where you are. And so that component of travel insurance, while probably will never need it, if you do need it, it is absolutely, 100% worth having. But I think the other point you made about the travel medical, many people don't know whether they have actually coverage when they travel overseas. And in some cases, that may even extend to whether someone has coverage when they leave their home health network. So if you even just travel out of state, for instance, and I can tell you from personal experience, I spent one day, just out of curiosity, I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with my personal health insurance provider to confirm what was covered and what wasn't covered when I traveled. And it turns out, except for the most extreme emergencies, I really didn't have coverage. And so travel insurance provides a way to to fill that gap when you're traveling, and certainly overseas too. There are countless stories of people who are traveling, and whether it's a surprise, appendicitis or even a stomach bug, for instance, showing up at the hospital or a clinic to find out that, you need to put a deposit down, or the costs are going to be several thousands of dollars that you're on the hook for. And for the most part, U.S. health insurance is not going to cover that. And so, again, that ranges for all ages, but we do have a particular market and a consumer base that it becomes even more important to consider, because for retirees, when they go on Medicare, Medicare specifically doesn't cover you when you leave the United States. So when you travel internationally, you have to have some kind of a supplement or some kind of coverage to protect you. And travel insurance actually provides a very cost-effective way of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned the cost. Talk to us a little bit about what the trip could cost. And obviously, this is going to vary a lot depending on where you're going and your age and sort of the components of the policy that you're choosing. But what's a good range that we could estimate?
Sure. So for the trip cancellation piece, that's really where you see the variability in the cost. And it's generally, it's going to fall somewhere between 4% up to 10% of the trip costs that you're insuring. So, doing some simple math, if you are going to insure $1,000 of trip costs, it might cost you $100. Now, that amount can go up and down depending on how old you are. Again, that's the other variable in travel insurance pricing, the traveler's age. So that's really the more expensive component of travel insurance. When you're looking at just the travel medical and the emergency evacuation and some of the other benefits, such as baggage loss and misconnection or trip delay and so forth, that is actually quite reasonable. So if you were to eliminate that trip cancellation piece, in many cases you could find policies just for travel medical and evacuation, in the less than $100 range.
Yeah, that's so affordable. Stan, who do you think can benefit the most from having travel insurance?
Well, so, I can make a case really for basically all travelers. There's a rationale for purchasing travel insurance. With trip cancellation, I believe that if you have non-refundable costs and you have prepaid, and forfeiting those costs could really hurt you. So, maybe you've saved all year for your vacation. If you had to cancel and you'd be subject to losing that money and that, personally hurt you, then trip cancellation becomes really a necessity because, again, for not that much, you can protect those costs and protect your investment for, what's effectively a reasonable price. Going back to the travel medical piece, wherever you're traveling, you don't always have control over what happens and when the risks kind of that surround you. I don't want to sort of be the boogeyman here, but there are, when you travel, you sort of are in new places, new surroundings, new environments, new languages, new foods. And all of these things, they're wonderful and it's why we travel, but they can also present times when, they can sort of wreak havoc on your trip. So again, travel insurance can provide you a measure of protection. It's not going to prevent something bad from happening, but it will be there for you to help take away the financial cost of when something unexpected happens.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Stan, are there any considerations for people who go on active vacations? Maybe, you know, you go on heli skiing trips or mountain climbing, some really adventurous stuff. Is there insurance for those types of adventure trips?
Generally, you'll see an insurance base plan that will offer what's called, sometimes it's called adventure travel coverage. Sometimes it's called hazardous sports coverage. And so for your standard travel insurance plans, for the most part, they're going to exclude coverage for those sort of high-risk activities, bungee jumping or heli-skiing or scuba diving. Those will not be covered under a standard plan. So you need to look for a plan that offers that hazardous sports coverage or, again, sometimes it's called adventure sports. And when you purchase the plan with that particular upgrade, then you will have coverage for those things. But it's important if you're planning a trip where you expect to do something that's, you know, a reasonable person would consider high risk or, you know, kind of dangerous, to either speak to a travel insurance agent or really read the fine print, if you will, because you don't want to purchase something without knowing that you have the coverage that you'd like to have.
Yeah. Stan, you made me aware of something that I didn't know about, which is annual travel insurance. Explain what the benefits are of that.
Well, the benefits of annual are for frequent travelers. You can purchase it once and then have coverage for the next 365 days or 364 days. You'd basically have a year's worth of coverage. And you know, there's some differences between the various plans and providers, but for the most part, it'll cover you for all of your travel during the year. Now, there's some restrictions. The trip has to be less than 30 days. Your travel has to be, you know, generally more than 100 miles from your home. So it's not going to represent a substitute for insurance proper, but it is going to provide coverage for each one of your trips. Some plans will only limit you to maybe 4 trips per policy, but there are new plans out that will cover you for the full year. And interestingly, we recently launched an annual plan from April Travel Protection, which not only gives you the annual medical and evacuation coverage, but it also provides a trip cancellation coverage. So in increments of $1,000, from $1,000 up to $5,000, you can get coverage for the year.
What do you think is the most misunderstood thing about travel insurance that our listeners should know?
The most misunderstood thing is that travel insurance represents a real value, and it also represents a traveler's best friend, if you will. Again, insurance in general is designed for, you know, you hope you never need it, but when you do, you kind of really need it. And, you know, travel insurance is no different. It protects your investment So you're not going to lose money. And it also provides that protection for emergency medical expenses and in severe cases, an evacuation. And so I think, you know, one of the most misunderstood parts of travel insurance is just what it is. And, you know, simply understanding what the value proposition and what it provides. And I think when people learn about it, and again, we at travelinsurance.com try very hard and we spend every day working on trying to make it easy for people to understand, that once they do understand that it represents a real value. So family of four traveling to the Caribbean, for instance, the cost of protecting that trip might be the same as a dinner out on that trip. And so the underlying value proposition of travel insurance tends to surprise people once they really understand it.
Yeah, I would say it definitely did surprise me. And I think that there is a peace of mind that you have when you know that you've got travel insurance that allows you to enjoy your vacation just a little bit more. You know, knowing that if something really goes wrong, that you've got that financial backup for whatever it is, your cruise being canceled, your luggage being lost, getting sick, anything that could come up, it really can make the whole experience more enjoyable.
Totally agree. And mishaps happen. You can't control everything. But when you take the financial implications out of a travel mishap, when you know it's not costing you any more money, in fact, you're going to get the money back, it actually changes the way you sort of can deal with these frequent travel mishaps. So a travel delay, for instance, becomes less of a, you know, pulling out your hair and wanting to scream at the agent, because you're going to get reimbursed for that inconvenience. It just makes it kind of puts things into a different perspective. And I think there's one other, you know, important component of travel insurance, and it's one that a lot of people don't talk about, but for the most part, most plans will have 24/7 global assistance, which sort of runs the range. It can be for stuff as simply as concierge services, for travel booking, for reservations, for golf time, for all sorts of things on the concierge side. But more importantly, it also provides 24/7 global emergency assistance in the event that you have, you know, a medical situation or you have some kind of an emergency evacuation situation. When those things occur, there's a 24/7 toll-free number or a number you can call collect where an expert is going to be on the other line to help you navigate through that emergency. So if it's navigating a hospital in South America, there's someone who's done that, you know, hundreds of times, who can help you go through that. And if you're traveling with a loved one who may have that kind of an emergency, you don't want to have to spend the time to figure out what to do and where to go and who to speak to. There's going to be someone who is on, you know, basically a phone call away to help you through that.
When we're planning a vacation, how far in advance should we visit travelinsurance.com to do our shopping?
We always suggest do it as soon as you've made that first purchase towards the trip, because some travel insurance plans have what we call time-sensitive benefits. There's a benefit which certain consumers and certain travelers are going to find important called a pre-existing condition waiver, and that just has a requirement that you purchase the travel insurance within a set number of days from when you made your first payment or deposit towards a trip. So you think about it as when you plunk down your first amount of money for a trip, that's when the clock starts ticking for the time-sensitive benefits. So if you purchase early after that first payment, then you don't have to worry about really the other, you know, losing those time-sensitive benefits. Having said that, if you're not concerned about a pre-existing condition, you can purchase travel insurance really right up until the day prior to your departure date. And so if you procrastinate and you or maybe you forgot to buy the insurance, or you didn't think about it until too late, you still have time to do it prior to your departure. And of course, when you're a couple of days away from your departure date, the trip cancellation piece becomes somewhat irrelevant, but the travel medical and the benefits that you get while you're on your trip will still be there and important. One of the other reasons why we always encourage people to purchase early, though, is, for instance, during the hurricane season, the Atlantic hurricane season runs from June through November, which coincides with a lot of sort of busiest travel times of the year, especially along the southeast coast and in the northeast. And so when a storm or a hurricane becomes named and becomes a known risk, a known event, it becomes too late to buy insurance. So if you buy it early and then something happens, you're covered. But if you wait and something happens, unfortunately, it's generally too late to purchase insurance for that event.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Well, Stan, since you're in this industry, do you get to go traveling a lot for work?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say I travel more so than most people, but I do travel. When I first got into this business, the first policy I bought, it was remarkable because I was like, you know, many people out there, they, you know, not really understanding what it provided and, you know, is it really worth it? Well, on that particular trip, I was traveling with my family. We were scheduled to fly back to one of the New York City airports. And the day we were scheduled to leave, it was the day a hurricane hit the Northeast, and in particular New York, and it closed the airport for 4 days. So now the day we were supposed to go back home, we realized we were going to be 4 days in a hotel. We weren't going to be able to fly home directly. And that whole disruption actually turned into an extension of our vacation once we realized that the hotels were paid for, our meals were paid for, the you know, any of the sort of differences and costs in the flights would be covered. So it became essentially a new mini vacation for us. And so I became, you know, a true believer at that point, I guess.
Yeah, I love it. I think we've all had those experiences of something going wrong on a vacation, and it having the coverage just helps you roll with the punches a lot more easily. So that's terrific. Excellent. Well, Stan, thank you so much for sharing all of your expertise and information that you have about travel insurance. This has been really interesting.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you learned something about travel insurance and will at least shop for a policy ahead of your next trip so you can decide if the cost and the benefits are worth it for you. I'll share a short story with you. I remember being on one of my first big trips that my husband and I took. It was on a Caribbean sailboat cruise. And one of the mornings we woke up, the ship was actually turned around going the opposite direction. And everybody was asking, what's going on? You know, where are we going? And we found out that somebody on the cruise had an appendicitis and had to get to a hospital quickly. And it was really interesting because later we found out that this person did not have health insurance, but they had trip insurance. So they were actually covered and ended up getting flown back to the United States, I think back to Miami, to have an operation instead of having it in the Caribbean. And I remember thinking how incredibly lucky this person was that they had travel insurance with medical protections. So if you take one thing from today's show, I hope it will be that having travel insurance is worth it just for that medical coverage. Thanks so much for downloading the show. Keep listening, learning, and leveraging your resources to grow richer every single day. And one more thing before we go, if you'd like to get a weekly update from me, please visit lauradadams.com or text GETUPDATES to the number 33444. It's a short email filled with tips, tools, and resources that I think you might enjoy. And if you've got a money question, feedback about the show, or ideas for future episodes, visit lauradadams.com to email me or leave your voicemail message at 302-364-0308. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from the lovely Beata Santora. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.